Ross made a joke. I guess that this is a tape recorder. Is this the right tape recorder?
Yeah.
Okay. Ross made a joke, and that was that I said, I'm going to go look. I was going to go look for the Mickey Mouse in the basement. And I was standing there without my nightgown on, pulling my nightgown over my head, and I said, okay, I'll go look. And Ross said, okay, Mom, you go look naked. And so I giggled. They all thought it was funny, and I went downstairs and looked. And I came back, and Ross said, that was a good pun, wasn't it, Mom? And I said, well, no, it wasn't exactly a pun. He said, well, isn't that a pun when you say, you go to the basement, you say, you go look naked, meaning that you should go and look for the Mickey Mouse light in the basement while you're naked, and you look naked, which was you didn't have any when you don't have any clothes on. And that was his joke.
Marky said, smell my breath, and I smelled it. He said, it smells great. And he said, it smells nothing in it, not even yucky stuff. Right?
Yeah.
And he said, turn it on. And I pretended to
turn it on forever.
Okay.
You did turn it on.
Mm-hmm, I did.
Press.
You're not supposed to press any of those buttons.
Press. Can I press that button?
Marky said, I asked Marky, what were you doing? And he said, I tried to turn it on. Trying to turn on the tape recorder. I said to Marky, now I got you. And I started to tickle him. And he said, no, and he got away and he said, now you didn't.
Now you did.
Now I did. And I got him. He wants to be tickled some more. He should, of course, say, now you don't. Now you do. Say, Marky, say, now you don't. Saying it right after I cut it. Marky said, I got a bloody little toe. My bloody little toe doesn't hurt. Ross said, Daddy, you know the pencil sharpener down in the basement? Well, when I was sharpening my crayon, it broke. And I said, no, Ross, it's not broken. And he said, well, you know the steel part? That's straight, it goes around, it's the color of Ram Man's head. You mean steel colored, right, Russ? Well, what about it?
Well, by accident, when I was coming, that part broke, this side broke on that side, and this side on that side.
Yeah, but I think I fixed it. Have you checked? Go check, see if Daddy's fixed it.
Don't let Marky go on.
Okay. And as he was going down, Ross said, ask Mommy if we got a new Charlie Brown glass. And what he really meant was ask Mommy to see the new Charlie Brown glass that we've got. Because obviously, why would we? I knew nothing about Charlie Brown glasses and I wouldn't ask her. Get to them. Marky put all his toys hanging from the drawer edges and he said, everybody's hanging. He's hanging. Mark's been playing that the alligator was eating Tila and that Ram Man saved her. And he said, now they're all going to be friends. He's going to say thank you to all the bad guys, he being He-Man. Now they're friends.
He-Man gave Tila belt.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Great.
Tila.
Good.
Tila belt.
That's good. He said, you know what? He-Man gave Tila a belt. I said, they're giving everybody a medal. Good.
Everybody, everything.
Except everybody, everything. What do you mean, except? What do you mean, Mark?
Except
Who's not getting them?
End. End.
What? Why isn't end getting them?
If you say end, everybody gets medals.
Does everybody and everybody gets medals?
Yeah, everybody in the whole world.
I see. Is that what and means?
Yeah.
Means they all do it?
Yeah.
Good.
And then they'll go be happy after that.
Good.
They are happy after that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Marcy said, after they gave everybody medals and all that stuff, they're going to have a birthday party. And then he had Merman kiss Stratos, and he said, a kiss. Are they really friends now, Mark?
Yeah.
Who's the best friends?
The He-Man toy.
And who?
Rossi.
Rossi's your best friend?
Yeah.
But who are the best friends among the He-Man?
The bad guy trying to be a good guy.
Well, who's Skeletor's friend?
Merman.
And who's He-Man's best friend?
Stratos.
And who's Teela's best friend?
The wild beast.
The wild beast.
This is the wild beast.
That's the wild beast. It's He-Man when he has on Beast Man's thing, right?
Yeah.
All right. Good one. And Merman has on Man of Arms, right?
Yeah.
Mark said we were talking about what he was going to do. He was going to go outside and walk around like a pig with shorts on. And he said, and then walk around like a baby pig. And even a baby, rock around.
They walk and even they crawl.
And they crawl. In other words, he's using even as if it meant and. Mommy, Marky can't get up the stairs. Come on, Mark. Ross and Mark are playing around with Jedi Knight, using their balloons as if they're lightsabers. And Ross said, I don't got one. And I said, no, Ross, you say, I don't have one. He said, I don't know how to talk right, remember? And is that right? You don't know how to talk right?
I don't know.
You don't know how to talk correctly?
All the time.
Or speak correctly. Right. And what did you say a little bit earlier about Luke Skywalker? You think that he said that Luke Skywalker, I bet that in the next movie,
Luke Skywalker will be the first human young Jedi Master.
I think he said first young human Jedi Master. First human young Jedi Master. Is he the first human young Jedi Master or first young human Jedi Master?
Oh.
Is there any difference?
No.
Anyway, why is he the first young one?
Because he's going to be young in the next movie.
Were there any young ones before?
I think.
Were there any young human ones before?
Young? No.
Who were there before that was human?
What?
Who was human? Who were human Jedi?
Ben Kenobi and the Emperor?
No, Anakin.
Anakin Skywalker.
Who else was a Jedi?
And Darth Vader.
That's Anakin. Before he became
Anakin.
Yeah, Anakin was Darth Vader.
Oh.
And
I thought you meant Anakin Skywalker.
Anakin Skywalker was Darth Vader. He became Darth Vader when he went to the dark side.
Oh.
Ross, was there any... Were there
no,
any
I mean
Jedi's?
The Darth Vader with a black helmet.
I know. Were there any Jedis that were not human?
What?
Were there any Jedis that were not human?
Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
The
Not the Emperor.
No, the Emperor is not a Jedi. That's good, Russ.
Only Yoda.
There may be more Jedis, but we don't know about them. We'll have to learn more.
Yeah.
Mark, he came into our bed this morning and said, yeah, I dreamed of a witch. And she gave us poison. It wasn't really, and Mary said it was a poison. Mark said, no, it wasn't really poison. It was doomed forever. It was doomed forever.
Take it out and put it back together. Watch. Watch, Daddy.
Okay.
I can put it back together.
Great. I want you to tell me about your dream.
And then, but the wishes are...
Mm-hmm. And what happened in your dream?
She was going on a bicycle, and she was driving,
mm-hmm.
and she was going to go away.
Really?
Yeah.
And then?
Yeah.
What happened?
And then...
Was there poison?
All the fetus. I was holding a glass of water.
Mm-hmm.
And some carrots.
Mm-hmm.
A bag of carrots.
Mm-hmm.
A bag of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And carrying a glass of water and a glass of milk.
Mm-hmm. You like some water?
But yep, then the first one of these,
mm-hmm.
was almost happy ever
after. Where? You lived here?
Yeah.
Good. How about your brother?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't in it.
He wasn't in the dream?
Uh-uh.
How come he wasn't in the dream?
Because I didn't dream with him.
Good call.
No. I need some underwears.
Mommy's gone to get them. Oh, here's water for you. Here's water for you, darling.
He's not underwear.
That's better.
All you have to do is put those on and then you'll be dressed for the day.
You'll be doomed forever, Mark.
Oh, no. Okay.
Marky, you're going to be doomed forever.
No. One more time, you'll never be funny. I was eating food the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I was eating too fast and I got hiccups.
Mm-hmm. 2 days ago, huh?
Yeah.
How did you get hiccups this morning?
I was eating breakfast.
What were you eating?
I was eating pancakes.
Right now?
Yeah.
And they're pants.
Marky
was eating pancakes.
Good. I'm done.
Okay. You want to turn it off?
Yeah.
Okay, just come under the bed. You're done telling the story?
Yeah.
Are you through?
Because it wasn't long.
It wasn't a long story, no.
Yeah. It wasn't long.
It was a short dream?
Yeah, it was short.
You just to go pee? Where did the other two that you pull the head off of?
No. Look, there's this thing. Look, there's this thing that you're turning.
Yeah?
Huh.
Good. Turn him off. Make him go.
Yeah. You turn the knob. There's the knob.
Knob, uh-huh.
Yeah, knob. Knob. And then you do it again.
He flies?
Yeah, but pretend.
He has to be on a bicycle before flying.
No. Not a real one, a pretend one.
Oh.
A pretend one can fly.
Okay.
Except it can walk. Mm. It can walk and fly. Mm. Yeah, the ten one. All by himself.
Margie said, except, but, and you were in my dream, and you died. And he said, except, you got older in my dream, and you died. Is that how it worked, Brian?
Yeah.
How about Ross?
No, he wasn't in it.
No?
No.
How about Mom?
Yeah, he was. She was too. Except I was.
Did Mommy get older and die?
No.
Did you get older and die?
No.
Because Daddy died, huh?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, Daddy, can you give me a kiss?
It was an accident.
It was?
Yeah.
How did it happen?
A bad guy sword went, tried to catch you, and it was flying around, my home,
mm-hmm.
And you were running.
Mm-hmm.
And it sticked right into your chest.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That was the end of it?
No, then your chest was starting to rip open.
Mm-hmm.
And blood comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And your air comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And you squished mm-hmm. and died.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back to real home.
Mm-hmm.
And then whoa.
I was alive?
Yeah.
I thought I was dead, doomed forever.
I went to this home and then we weren't dead.
Was I nice?
Yeah.
Did I get any love?
Yeah.
No. Was that in your dream when I was alive?
What?
Was I alive in your dream or dead in your dream?
Alive in your dream.
Mm-hmm.
Alive in my dream, but then you died.
Yeah.
Was that sword, you know?
Yeah, it was sword. Yeah.
That bad guy sword.
Right, I know. What else happened in your dream?
The witch went away.
Mm-hmm.
But it really wasn't a good witch, it was a bad witch.
Do I get any love?
Yeah.
Do you want some love?
I always get loving.
Good, of course. Do you want more love? Marty said, do I have to, looked at Sir, said, do I have to pour it? No, you have to pour it. Daddy, you're not, Daddy, you have to pour it. Daddy, you're not doing the right thing. Am I doing the right thing now?
Yeah.
Okay, is the right thing to cut for you?
Yeah.
I said, Ross, I think you dropped the piece. And he said, uh-uh, come look. And he said, you know what? Even if I do, it'll fall on my neck. It'll fall on my neck, and you know why? Because I got it on my legs.
Ross said, brought a kite to show him, and he said, hey, if we do it in the house, we can be thing one and thing two. This is out of the Dr. Zeus story, where thing one and thing two fly a kite in the house.
He brought some toys downstairs in his Nickelodeon bag, and he said, I got some toys, so when I go to JJ's house, I'll have some toys. Marty calls cornflakes florn cakes. I don't know, forn cakes. Forn cakes. Mary says he was joking, and I think she's right. I think he was joking.
We were at Burger King, and Marty said, while you're waiting for your fish sandwich, you can have some of my, you can be having some of my milk.
Ross said that Marty had his blanket, and I said, Marty's got my blanket. And I said, well, maybe there were two blankets. I said, how do you know it was your blanket? And he said, well, I slept with it last night. And I said, well, maybe there were two blankets. Maybe Marty slept with one last night. He said, I don't know. I'm not Marty. Or how should I know? I'm not Marty.
Here comes Marty, Ross.
You know what? You know what we saw? We saw Snow White and Seven Dwarfs. One was Sleazy. Remember all the movies we saw?